Can I ask you a question today? Who is Jesus to you? If you had to pick, say, three adjectives to describe him, what would they be? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to today's episode, Afresh. I think sometimes we have a bit of a wrong picture in our heads of exactly who this Jesus is. It's easy to think of him as a stained glass window, you know, a nice, safe, comforting, reassuring religious icon. Jesus, the insurance policy. My hunch is, though, if we met him face to face, we might be shocked. John chapter 2, verse 15. Jesus made a whip with some pieces of rope. Then he forced all these men and the sheep and the cattle to leave the temple area. He turned over the tables of the money traders and scattered their money. So Jesus walks into the temple in Jerusalem, into God's house. He finds people doing business, selling cattle, sheep, doves, exchanging money, not all of them particularly honestly or ethically either, by the way. And so he makes a whip. He makes it, get it? This is premeditated. And then with this whip, he drives the traders out of the temple. He upturns their tables. He pours their money out onto the ground. He rages at them. This is hardly the image of the loving, comforting God that we like to hang on to. Now, Jesus did show a lot of love and compassion around the place, but when faith was perverted by those who should have known better, he raged. And if those of us who consider ourselves pious or religious or Christian, whatever, if we're a little unsettled by this Jesus raging through the house of God, this Jesus who railed against religious hypocrisy, if we're upset, my hunch is we should be. That's God's word, fresh for you today. God reveals himself in so many different ways, but the main way Jesus reveals himself is through the Bible, the powerful, life-changing word of God. So I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a scripture verse with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. So stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.